I stepped up to Wilkin and pulled off the utility harness that held the explosive packs and other gear. She glared at me through the faceplate. I slung the harness over my shoulder and said, "Don Abena, you might not want to watch this." Abena turned away from Mickey and Hirina. "No." Then she added more calmly, "I know you're angry that she sent you to the combat bots, but don't kill her." I wasn't angry on my account. Being sent into situations to get shot at was literally my job, or had been my job. I thought everything had happened so fast, Abena hadn't had time to process what Wilkin had nearly done to her. It must have been obvious that her first argument was not compelling, because Abena continued, "If she's working for Gray, Chris, we need her as a witness." Okay, that did make sense. The whole reason I was here was to find more evidence against Gray, Chris. I looked into Wilkin's faceplate. Her expression had gone blank, trying to conceal fear. With her calm and feed down, she could still hear us, though our voices would sound like we were at the bottom of a mining tunnel. When it powered down, the armor had automatically opened some vents to allow air circulation, so she wouldn't suffocate or cook in her own heat. I could give it a delayed command to close the vents once we'd left, and Abena would think it was an accident. There's that caring thing again. Did I care if Wilkin survived or not? Not really. I said, "We need to go," and held out my hand for Wilkin's projectile weapon. Abena handed it to me, and I walked away. I left the vents open. As Mickey and Abena followed me, I said, "The bots in the engineering pod will be trying to reach us once they self-repair, and the drone I captured says that there's one more active combat bot. It's probably somewhere between us and the shuttle." We also knew they would use whatever mobile equipment was left behind in the facility against us. I didn't want to have to fight another biosampler. Abena lengthened her stride to keep up with me. "I can't reach the shuttle on my feet or comm," she said. "Neither can Mickey." "That's because I'm blocking you," I told her. "I didn't want you to say anything that might alert Girth. At least, not until I figured out what to do about Girth. I couldn't get to her armor from here, even if I unblocked the feed. The codes for the armor were unique to each unit. The manufacturers weren't completely stupid, so I had to be close enough to be able to scan for them." "I see." Abena, amazingly, didn't argue. Or maybe it wasn't amazingly. She was pretty smart. "I suppose it's too much to hope that Girth is not also a hired killer." "Analysis from the cargo ship suggested they had worked together for some time," I said. "We have to assume they were suborned together, or at some point deflected and replaced the security team your company sent."
"Deflected?"
Abena repeated.
"That means killed."
"Probably. When I picked up the Milu cargo ship on Havratin, I hadn't downloaded any local news, just the bursts about port-free commerce and Gray, Chris. If there had been reports of two bodies discovered with all identification burned out, I had missed them. You can't space people off a transit ring. Security looks for that kind of thing and gets very agitated about it. With Girth at the ship, we have a hostage situation. I hate hostage situations, even when I'm the one with the hostages." Mickey said, "That's not good." "See, that? That is just annoying." That contributed nothing to the conversation and was just a pointless vocalization to make the humans comfortable. In her feed, Abena was doing a quick review of my video from the engineering pod. It was less than a minute, so it didn't take her long. She said, "Was Wilkin giving the bots orders? Perhaps they will go dormant without her. But if they report to Girth, we're back in the same situation." "I don't think she or Girth gave them orders," I said. "I was listening in on their feeds, and I would have heard that, even if it was encrypted. They hadn't spoken to each other much at all, which was maybe suspicious in itself." "I know, hindsight is awesome." Mickey said, "The combat bots could have been in standby and received instructions to activate once anyone arrived at the facility." Hirina stirred and murmured, and Mickey responded, "There, there, Hirina, it's all right." "Well, yeah, I thought of that already." Abena was saying, "I don't understand this.
If Wilkin and Girth were sent to kill us, why were the combat bots sent here? Obviously, Grey Chris wants to stop the assessment, but that's... I said, hold it, and stopped. I needed to do a quick review of my video and prove or disprove this theory, and there's only so many things I can do while walking and scanning for hostiles without a SEC or hub system to help. I let Mickey view my feed as I started my analysis, and I was distantly aware of Mickey explaining to Abena what I was doing. I pinged my drone and told it to open its log and query its records and build a list of activations, standbys, and sleep phases. Then I pulled my copy of Mickey's video of the first attack when Hirana had been taken, and did a quick review of it and my video of the second attack when the combat bot had gone after Wilkin. I finished and then checked the log digest the drone had ready for me. It was really nice to work with such an advanced drone. The combat bots and drones weren't sent here for you, I reported to Abena. They were part of the facility's manifest from the start. The transit station was still in construction at that point and wouldn't have been much help in driving off potential raiders. And Grey Chris wouldn't have wanted to call on any outside agency for help since they were trying to conceal the fact that they were building an illegal mining platform disguised as a terraforming facility. And the bots probably weren't here just for protection from raiders, but also to keep any human workers in line. The combat bots and drones have been in sleep mode since the facility was abandoned. They were activated when your shuttle docked here. Analysis suggests Wilkin and Girth were surprised by their existence. A bot analysis would have missed that entirely. But I'm better at reading human faces and voices. The organic parts in my head do come in handy for that. And of course it was much easier on recorded video when I could do freezes and zoom-ins and not in anxiety-causing real-time. I think Wilkin did believe it was raiders who staged the attack and took Hirana up until the second attack when she saw the combat bot. There's a good chance Grey Chris didn't tell her and Girth about the combat bots, hoping that the bots would eliminate them and helpfully tie up any loose ends. I wondered how Wilkin felt about that. It sure hadn't made her hesitate to finish her mission. She had expected me to be destroyed by the combat bots. She meant to kill Abena and Mickey. She had counted on getting out of this and collecting her fee. Abena let out a breath in frustration and anger, but she said, "Can we use that on Girth, do you think? Tell her that Grey Chris tried to kill her and Wilkin as well, that they should testify to what happened? Or use Wilkin as a hostage?" She shook her head, biting her lip. She was thinking strategically, which is always a relief, and asking me questions instead of giving me stupid orders. I didn't have to obey orders anymore, but that doesn't make them any less annoying. I said, "Our only advantage right now is that Girth doesn't know Wilkin was compromised." The drone was still reporting no activity from the hatches, which meant the bots had gone the other direction or were working on the lifts. I told it to come to my position. When it reached Wilkin, I had it stop and hover in front of her face for 26 seconds. Okay, so I was a little angry. Abena was looking at me again. I could see her doing it from the view through Mickey's camera. She said, "Girth must be waiting for a sign from Wilkin before she acts against the others on the shuttle, surely. I should try to contact Cotter. I can get a tight feed connection with him. Are you sure he won't say aloud, 'Hey everybody, Donna Benna's just signaled me on the feed,' before you can tell him not to?" That's a problem with humans. Abena started to speak, hesitated, and then shook her head once. He might, but we must find out what is happening aboard the shuttle. Mickey said, "Vibo doesn't speak very fast. Maybe we should call her." I sent Abena and Mickey a warning in the feed right before the drone passed us in silent mode. I was sending it ahead to scout. Abena still flinched, then stared after it. But she was right about the shuttle. If we could get a report from on board, it would help us plan. Also, Abena and Mickey would stop asking me about it, which would be a very big bonus right now. I'd forgotten how stressful being a SEC unit was. I said, "You don't have any security monitoring aboard your shuttle? No cameras? No other bots, even a currently inactive one?" "No." Abena pushed her hair back, frustrated but thinking, there's no need. There are cameras in the evac suit helmets, but they're inactive in the emergency lockers. Mickey said, Don Abena, there are 2 evac suits on the flight deck. I have the hard addresses for their comms. Abena turned to me. Can you activate their comms from here? I probably could. But whether Girth had killed the others yet or was still waiting for a signal from Wilkin, it didn't matter. We still needed to get Girth off the shuttle. We needed to get everyone off the shuttle. I was getting an idea. It was probably a bad idea. When most of your training and tactical thinking comes from adventure shows, that does tend to happen. I said, we need to get back to the Geopod.